Audition for Regeneration, The Incubation Trilogy, Book 3. Written by Laura D. Silverio. Audition narrated by Sue Meck. The beamer crackles, the energy stream blinding, and everything seems to happen in slow motion, soundlessly. Wyke topples sideways, pushed by Hala, his mouth forming the word, "No!" His hands grab at the banister. Someone, Idris, fires through the stairwell door, and the beamer bounces to the ground, followed by an IPFer whose hand and arm extend lifelessly on the carpeted floor. The rest of him is still hidden by the door. Hala's momentum carries her to the ground. She lands hard. I expect her to pop back up, or at least push to her knees, but she doesn't. Only when I see the carpet around her turning red, the fibers wicking the blood in an uneven circle, do I realize she's hit. Sound returns. My feet thud against the carpet as I run to Hala. I'm the first to reach her, but Fair is right behind me. Together, we gently turn Hala so she is face up. Blood oozes from a spot low on her abdomen. Fair yells for medical supplies, and one of the defiers unstraps his backpack and roots through it. This all happens in my peripheral vision, though. I'm focused on Hala. Fair slides a backpack under Hala's feet to elevate them. Wyke is up now, unhurt, crouching beside our friend. "Damn it, Hala," he says, tearing at his brown curls with both hands. "You shouldn't have done that." Her eyes flutter open. "I've got pressure on this," I tell her. "It's going to hurt." Folding a towel someone hands me, I place it against the hole in her abdomen. After a brief hesitation, I push down hard. Hala gives a little shriek and bites down on her lower lip. Wyke cradles her head in his lap. The black corkscrews of her hair spiral across his thighs, springy and full of life. Hala's skin seems to be paling under my gaze, her lips getting a blue tinge. "We need Alexander," Fair says. "Alexander's not here. He's with the reserve force outside of Jacksonville, waiting for word that the cube is secure before moving in. No way can he be fetched in time." "Find the nursing proctor," I say urgently. Idris snaps an order, and booted feet thunder away. Fair hands me a cloth, and I look down to see that the one I have pressed to Hala's abdomen is soaked through with blood. Folding my lips in, I replace it with the new one, and Hala groans. Pressing down with one hand, I fumble for Hala's hand with the other. Her fingers are cold, but they wrap around mine. "Fight, Hala," I say. "Your baby needs you." "Cold," she murmurs. "Thirsty." Wyke pulls a water tube from his webbed belt and holds it to her lips. Tears stream down his face. I've never seen Wyke cry, and I look away. Hala takes a sip, but most of the water dribbles down her chin. Her eyes fix on mine. She has trouble focusing, I can tell. Blood trickles from her mouth. A bad sign. "Though I'll walk, shadow of death, Ev, sorry, so sorry. I never meant no evil." "Shh," I say, "it doesn't matter." I'm not sure what she's sorry for. There are so many things we can both be sorry for. But it doesn't matter. Not anymore. Her fingers tighten painfully around my hand, and I'm encouraged. She's not failing. She's going to be all right. Then she speaks. Her breaths are labored, and each word comes at a price, traveling on thin exhales. "If, promise me, my baby, take care, Jax. You best friend, promise." Her fingers relax their grip, and her hand slips out of mine. "Hala, I promise, I promise, I promise," I say frantically, like the words are a charm, a healing incantation. I lean in closer to her face. Her breaths, too infrequent, puff into my face. Her eyelids flutter. "No, Hala, I swear. I'll take care of your baby. I'll help you take care of him. I promise. I'm still saying those words. I promise. I promise. When Wyke gently closes her eyelids.